Whenever our guest makes an appearance, it's a great time for the Irish. He's not only made a reputation for himself as an actor, but he's also done much to highlight the fact that there are good, home-loving citizens in this town of Hollywood. Wherever pictures are shown, the name of Pat O'Brien means good acting, so I'm not going to try and gild the lily, or should I say dilly?
Well, if you mean I'm just kind of hanging around here, all I can say is I'm ready and waiting. Let's get going.
Okay, we go, Pat. But first, here is our announcer. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
To be the cause of a man's death is a terrible thing. When that man happens to be the brother of the girl you love, the responsibility becomes agony. Agony that won't let you think. It keeps your brain feverish, burning every thought to cinders of pain. In a few minutes, I'll have to face her and tell her. Watch the love in her eyes turn to contempt. See her draw away with loathing, perhaps even hatred. And all because of a sour, bitter little guy with a kink in his noggin. I felt uneasy the first time I met him. I knew he was bad news, but didn't seem to be anything I could do about it.
Now listen, Jim, orders is orders.
I tell you, I don't need any helper. I do all right by myself.
I know that, but these are new regulations. We got to do what they say, so don't give me any more arguments.
Okay, okay. Who are you putting on with me?
A new guy, name of Hank Jones. That's him over there by the truck. Hey, Jonesy, come here. This is Jim Adams, your new boss. You'll ride with him.
Hello, Jones.
Hi.
I could see right away this wasn't going to develop into the world's greatest friendship. He gave out nothing. Just looked at me out of pale blue eyes. Made me think of a rabbit. However, as we got better acquainted, I got used to his looks and his ways. Never talked much, but he could sure drive an 18-wheeler, and that was all I was interested in. Well, we've been driving together for about a month, I guess. When the first thing happened, it should have made me think a little, but it didn't.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's the matter, Hank? Let go of the wheel. You'll wreck us. Let go.
Back on the road. Oh, that was close.
What happened?
Fell asleep, that's all. Why don't you tell me he was that tired? Want to get us killed?
It's the first time in my life, Joe. Be honest. Anyway, thanks.
Forget it. Next time, let me know.
Hey, you really had a grip on that wheel. You're a lot stronger than you look.
Yeah. Got more strength than people think. I want to use it. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Hey, Adams, I've been wanting to talk to you for quite a while now. Don't know how quite to say it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, personal matter, sort of. You don't know too much about me, do you?
Well, you ain't exactly a talkative guy, Jonesy.
I guess not. See, Adams, I got a sister. Name's Helen. She's 20 years old. I've been taking care of her since our folks died a few years ago. She keeps house for me.
Oh, then you're not married?
Married? Me married? You trying to be funny?
No, I just asked you a question. What's wrong with being married?
Plenty. Anybody's a fool. It. Yeah. Sorry, Adams. Just happens to be a sore point.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, well, let's get back to what I was telling you. Always been real careful with Helen. Never let her run around. Still don't. But she's getting older, and I figure she should have some friends. Ought to see someone besides me. I thought maybe you.
Oh, you mean you want me to?
Yeah. I wonder if you'd come out to the house sometime with me. You're a happy-go-lucky kind of a guy. We could have a sociable evening. What do you say?
Why, sure, Jonesy. I'd be glad to. I said I'd be glad to, but I wasn't. If Helen was anything like her brother, it'd be a whole evening wasted, and I didn't like to waste my time. Well, I figured I owed Jonesy something, so a week later I headed for Jonesy's place, figuring to stay a while and then scram. Had a hard time finding the house. Pretty place, but I could see why the sister might be lonely. Jonesy opened the door like he'd been standing there waiting.
Hello, Adams. Have much trouble finding us?
Oh, a little. What are you hiding from?
Hiding from? What are you... See, you're kidding. Never know whether you mean things or not. Oh, here, give me your coat and hat. I'll put them out of the way there. Come on in and meet Helen.
I followed him into the living room while he kept on talking, and there I got the surprise of my life. Helen was one of the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen. When she smiled, I felt my heart pump like it did the time I put my mitts on the wheel of an 18-wheeler. Any smart dialogue I had flew right out the window.
Won't you
sit down? Oh, yeah. Sure. Say, Jonesy, you didn't tell me you had a sister like this.
surprised you, didn't I?
That's putting it mild.
All right, you two. How about a glass of beer after your long trip, Mr. Adams?
Oh, what long ears you have. Anyway, now I know why Jonesy hides you out. Oh, don't call me Mr. Adams. Call me Jim.
All right, Jim. Will beer be all right?
Yeah, beer will be fine. How about you, Jonesy?
Oh, I'll bring him some. Excuse me. Be right back.
He's pretty, ain't she, Jim?
Pretty. She's beautiful. Besides that, she's a real lady.
Yeah, that's right. And I intend to see that she stays that way.
I noticed Jonesy for the first time since I came in. He was eyeing me like a hawk, like he was looking inside of me. Why, I didn't know, but it made me feel odd and uneasy.
Here you are. The large glass is for you, Jim.
Well, how about you? Aren't you having any, Helen? Oh.
She doesn't drink.
Oh, a little beer won't hurt.
I said she doesn't drink. Isn't that clear enough?
Yeah, I guess it is.
So you're Hank's boss.
Who's? Oh, you mean Jonesy. You know, that's funny. I never thought of Jonesy having a first name.
Yeah, he's my boss. What difference does that make?
Nothing. Except I imagine he's a pretty nice boss.
We spent the rest of the evening just talking and drinking beer. I had a good time kidding with Helen. She seemed to be enjoying herself, too. But every time we touched on a real personal note, Jonesy broke it up with a sour crack, and we had to start all over. Even so, it was late before I realized it, and I rose to leave.
Well, you have to leave already, Jim? Oh, my, it's midnight.
Yeah, time certainly flew. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Helen. We'll have to get together real soon.
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Here's your hat and coat, Adam. Thanks for coming out. See you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Jonesy. Hey, it's sure been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I hope.
Good night. You won't have any trouble getting back to town, I hope.
No. I'll make it all right. Night, Helen. Jonesy. As I left the cottage, I was half sore at Jonesy and half confused. What was the score? Was Helen afraid of him? Then I remembered the almost pity in her eyes when she looked at him. No, she wasn't afraid. And then his attitude, like he was protecting her or something. I didn't get it all. I knew I'd see her again. Jonesy nor anyone else could stop me.
Jim, what's the matter? There's nothing wrong. Hank isn't...
Oh, Hank's all right. Don't worry. Oh. He's making a trip with the sub. I just wanted to see you again. You're not surprised, are you?
No, I knew you'd come back. Come in. I was afraid for a minute there'd been an accident and Hank had been hurt.
No, I just wanted to see you and talk. I thought maybe you could tell me why Hank invites me to come out and meet you and then turns around and slams the door in my face.
Oh, he didn't do that, Jim.
Well, he might as well. Certainly made it clear I wasn't going to be welcome if I tried to come calling again.
I know.
Look, Helen, when Jonesy first asked me to come out and meet his sister, I thought, holy smoke, if he's a character like he is, I'm letting myself in for a fine evening. And then when I saw you, oh, I was really thrown. Why should he have to get a date for a beautiful girl like you?
Well,
let me finish. And when he saw I liked you and we started having a good time and really getting acquainted, he almost throws me out. I don't understand this at all.
Jim, listen. Hank's taken care of me ever since Mother died years ago. He's been very good to me, and he's given up a lot to give me everything I could want.
Yeah, keeping your way out here in this wilderness.
Oh, it's not as bad as you make it sound, Jim. I have friends. I'm not a prisoner. I go when I please, come when I please. It's just that I don't want anything to hurt Hank.
Well, I suppose Hank will be hurt if you see a lot of me.
He might.
Well, in that case, I guess I wasted my time and yours. Okay. Can't say I didn't try.
Oh, don't be angry. I was only trying to tell you, I do want to see you. It's only that...
Oh, I get it. Only you don't want Hank to know, I see.
No, you don't see. But try to understand. I'll tell you all about it someday.
Well, I guess a fellow ought to be able to do that much for a girl. All right, Helen. I'll understand. I said I'd understand, but I didn't. However, it didn't matter much then. I was more in love with her every minute. Hank became just a foggy, nagging question that puzzled me once in a while. Helen made no secret of her pleasure in our secret dates, shyly slipping her small fist into mine in the dim closeness of the movies, her quick look for approval when she wore something new. In many little ways, she grew closer and dearer. We were sitting in a rear booth of our favorite drugstore meeting place. Helen, how much longer do we have to mark time like this?
I was afraid you'd ask me that. I don't know.
You know I love you, don't you?
And you know I love you.
I want to marry you, Helen.
Oh, Jim, I want to marry you.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
I'm afraid of what Hank might do if he found out we were going together. And if we got married...
Well, look, Helen, I'm not afraid of Jonesy. Why, if he said or did anything to make you unhappy,
yes, I know. That makes me afraid, too.
What is this? What are you afraid of? I'm the man who loves you. I've got a right to know.
Yes. I guess I'd better tell you. It's not my secret, but... Well, Jim, Hank was married once. He was so terribly in love with his wife. And she met someone else. I was there when she told him. He nearly lost his mind. I think he would have killed her and himself, but I managed to stop him.
Oh, I see. Poor little Jonesy. Should have told me a long time ago. I could convince
him. No,
Hank.
He might hurt you.
Oh, Hank, don't be foolish, Ellen. I'd make two of him.
You don't know him. He's terribly strong in some ways. And this obsession. Let me talk to him. Give me a few days.
Well, all right, just as you say, but I... My words died in my throat, for just then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Hank Jones enter the store. He stared for a cold minute, it seemed, then turned and rushed out.
What's the matter, Jim? Are you all right? You're pale.
I'm all right, darling. I'm all right. I just saw something. Something I didn't like.
And the curtain falls on the first act of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Detour, starring Pat O'Brien. And now, here is our announcer.
I saw the rage, almost insanity, in Jonesy's eyes as he realized that Helen and I were going together. I knew that matters had come to a head, and fast.
I saw you and Helen today in that drugstore. Hey, watch the light.
Oh, why do they hide traffic lights in these big towns? Behind trees, signs? Yeah, I know. I saw you, too. And?
Nothing. How much you been seeing?
I ain't been seeing her. I went into her once or twice around town.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you? I got eyes. I know what's been going on. The lights changed.
Yeah. All right, Jonesy, I'll give it to you straight. I haven't seen Helen since you invited me out to your house. She's wanted to tell you, but she's been afraid.
What do you mean, afraid? I've raised her since she was a kid. Why should she be afraid of me? Anyway, I want you to break it up.
No, wait a minute. Just a minute. I love Helen. We want to get married.
Over my dead body. You're not going to ruin her life like my father ruined my mother's. Like a woman did mine. She's all I've got in the world, and nobody's going to hurt her. If they do, I'll kill them, you hear me? I'll kill them.
No, no, wait a minute, Jonesy. You're not going to kill anybody. You're just screwy on one subject, and I'm going to straighten you out. Helen's of age and has the right to make up her own mind. Now, just because lightning struck twice in your family doesn't mean Helen will have bad luck. She happens to love me, and I love her, and I'll make her happy. If I don't, then you've got reason to squawk. But we have our rights, too.
I don't care what you say. Helen's not going to ruin her life. I'm warning you. She don't know what marriage can do to you, but I do.
Look, Jonesy, let's skip it for now, huh? You're not going to change my mind, and I can't seem to change yours. Just wait and talk to Helen, and you'll see. Get the last one. It's been right. In a little bit, we hit a swayback detour, one of those that spring up for a day or so while they fix up a patch of road and forgotten and rarely used. I had my hands full. It was really rough. Oh, brother, this is murder. Look down below, Jonesy. I could really bust up if he lost the road in here.
Have you changed your mind, Adams? Will you stop seeing Helen?
Oh, Jonesy, listen to reason, will you? I'm not changing my mind, and you may as well know we are getting married. Now, cut it out.
I won't let you marry her, you hear me? I'll stop her if I have
to. Yes, if you have to kill to do it. Now, look, Jonesy, I've had enough. Now, cut it out and let me alone. If you don't shut up, I'll throw you out and you can walk, so cut it out.
You're a dumb fool, Jim, a fool. I warned you, but you wouldn't listen. I didn't want to hurt you. I liked you, but
go
that wheel.
Listen to me.
Jonesy.
Get off the road! Pull us off the road. He's like a maniac in fury to stop me one way or the other, even if he had to die to do it. And he did die. And he succeeded in stopping our marriage. There she is. I going to tell her? How can I say it? She'll hate me, despise me. But then no more than I do myself. God, give me strength.
Come in.
Hiya, Jimmy. I began to think you was asleep.
Oh, hello, Pete. Glad to see you.
How are you feeling? You look a lot better than the last time I saw
you. Oh, I feel pretty good, everything considered. First day or two was a little rough.
I'll bet. Broken pelvis bone, cut main artery, not to count laying in the open 2 days. No wonder you're here at all.
Yeah.
We took Jonesy home. He had a beautiful funeral. The boys sent a big wreath like a truck, white with red wheels. Real beautiful.
It was swell of them. Did you see Helen?
Yeah, she bore up fine. She's awful worried about you, though. Which reminds me, I didn't know you too was. Congratulations.
Thanks. She was worried about me?
Yeah, sure was. She'll be here in a few minutes. She drove over with me. She's checking in at the hotel.
That's fine.
Now, Jim, don't worry about money or anything. You're covered by insurance. Your job's 100% safe. Even if you did fall asleep at the wheel.
Fell asleep? Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
Can't imagine it. The two of you at the same time. Fantastic.
Fantastic, all right. Pete, something I got to get off my chest.
That'll be Helen. You can talk to me later. Hi, Helen. Didn't lose no time, did you?
Oh, Pete. Jimmy, darling.
Helen. Oh, gee, I'm glad to see you. Darling.
Well, I'll check out for a while and wait outside. Call me when you're ready to leave, Helen. I'll be right outside.
Oh, Jim, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm going to be fine, Helen. I'll be out in about 10 weeks, they tell me.
10 weeks?
Oh, it's not so long. Not long at all compared to Hank. Oh,
poor Hank. So unhappy.
Yes. And now. Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. I can't tell you how sorry.
Jim. Jim, there's something wrong. I can tell by your tone. Something happened. What was it? Between you and Hank, I mean.
Yes, something did happen. He realized when he saw us in the drugstore that you and I were seeing each other, and he questioned me about it, and I had to finally tell him.
I was afraid something like that would happen. What did he say? Jim, tell me. You didn't fall asleep at the wheel. Something else happened. Hank did something.
Helen, I love you. I've loved you since the first 10 minutes I spent with you. I want you to know that. To believe that, because I've got to tell you something that will make you hate me. Please call Pete.
All right, Jim. Pete, Jim wants to see you now.
Sure. I guess it's time we're going, so I'll take this chance to say goodbye.
Jim has something he wants to tell you.
Sit down, Pete. You too, Helen. This ain't gonna be pretty.
Oh, look, Jim, you ain't very strong. Sure, go ahead.
Jimmy, are you all right?
The story is that Hank and I fell asleep. We didn't. Hank pulled us off the road.
Helen, shouldn't we call a doctor?
Look, my mind's not wandering. I know exactly what I'm saying. Helen and I, we're going to get married.
Wait.
Hank was nuts on the subject. Didn't want Helen ever to marry. We had an argument. He latched onto the wheel and we left the road.
Well, what do you know? Brother, he must have been crazy. Then what?
Well, everything happened so fast. We crashed, and when I came to, I don't know how long I was out. As I came to, I became conscious of the silence. I was lying on the ground about 10 feet below the underside of the truck, or what was left of it. And there was a dripping oil, gas, or I shudder. Tried to get up, couldn't move my hips, and I saw my thigh was soaking. I became conscious of the cut across my trousers and leg artery. Must make a tourniquet. Stop the bleeding. Somehow I'll get the belt off. Find a stone. Put on a belt. Tighten. There. Exhausted, I lay back. Jonesy. Where's Jonesy? 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 No answer. The lights. Car. Hey, help. Help. Help down here. Couldn't hear. But a dozen cars went by, but no one could hear me. I fainted or dozed off, and I came to again. It was daylight.
truck was really smashed up. I tried calling Jonesy, but no one answered. I realized he was, well, gone. The day became night, and then day again. My leg by the second day was swelling. The flesh was ugly and tortured, and I had to find some way to attract attention. My mind was foggy, and around noon of the second day, I finally figured out the only way possible. I'd have to make a fire. There was a pool of gasoline in the hollow of rock by the opening of the gas tank. That was the dripping I heard. I was desperate. There was only one thought in my mind, getting out. I've got to have a big fire. A big fire. The truck. Yeah, that's it. The truck. I have to make a fuse. My shirt and jacket, that'll do it. Make a long string, dip it in the gas, and drag myself as far as I can from the truck. Use my elbows. Began to inch my way along to get as far from the wreck as I could. The fuse stretching behind me. Just a little farther. There. That's far enough. Now the match. There. Somebody will see the fire. It won't be long now. Somebody. The horn. Jonesy. Put out the fuse. Put out. I can't reach. No, Jonesy. Jonesy. Tried to tell me, to stop me. The horn. I'll hear it the rest of my life.
Oh, Jim.
Jim, listen to me. The blowing of the horn must have been a short of some kind. They found Jonesy's body lying 100 feet back from the truck, up the hill. He definitely tried to jump as the truck left the road.
Don't you see, Jim? He wasn't in the truck at all.
He wasn't in the truck? He wasn't in the truck. Oh, thank God. I thought I'd made such a horrible mistake.
Yes, thank heaven. Now you'll get well.
And I'll be able to marry you. I didn't lose the right.
Hank said he wouldn't stop at anything to keep me from making a mistake. And he didn't. I guess it'll be up to me now to prove it's no mistake.
No, Helen. It's up to us.
The curtain falls on the second act of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Detour, starring Pat O'Brien, who returns in just a moment. And our star, Pat O'Brien. Well, Pat, you demonstrated once again why you stay at the top of the heap.
Well, thank you, Les, but I have to admit that luck had a lot to do with any success I've had.
Well, luck, my friend, is when preparedness meets opportunity. At least it reads like that in my book.
Well, you ought to know. Moving in on pictures, television, doing a radio show every week.
I'm trying to catch up with one Pat O'Brien, an old brother.
Oh, listen to the boy, will you now? Thanks for everything, and thanks to Eve McVay for her swell job as Helen. So long now.
So long, Pat, and see you soon. In the cast, our star, Pat O'Brien, was Adams. Eve McVay played Helen. Herb Bargan was Hank. And Don Shelton was Pete. Music was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Detour was written by Clarence C. Horisco. This is Les Mitchell saying thanks for listening and hope that you'll all be with us once again next week.